Rewinding history. Cassette tapes are coming back. Though Gabriel Dominic Dunlap didn't grow up with cassettes, he's now a collector who can be seen sporting a personal tape player. The 20-year-old student only discovered an enthusiasm for the format, which hit peak popularity in the 1980s, within the past year. He carries tapes from his small collection with him to listen to on his way to class and while walking around town. The retro aspect is kind of cool, but it's definitely just the feeling of being able to take out a cassette album, flipping it around, and the sound of it closing in, Dominic Dunlap said. You hear the mechanisms turning when you first play it and fall in love with it. Similar to the resurgence of vinyl records, the two-spooled magnetic cassette tape hasn't quite stayed in the past. Though a more portable option than vinyl, tapes are imperfect, degrading with time and, even when new, blanketing music with a warm hiss. Holding the music in your hands. Alongside current artists, including Taylor Swift and Bad Bunny, releasing new music on cassette, some record store owners are seeing an uptick in interest in the format. Their theories as to why range from user sentimentality to a desire, in this age of streaming, to again be able to physically hold music that's actually owned. Eric Stevens, who runs a cassette tape-based record label called Michi Tapes, grew up with cassettes through the 1990s and early 2000s. Listening to the likes of What's the Story, Morning Glory by Oasis and Harvest Moon by Neil Young. As an eighth grader, he remembers queuing up a cassette of Dazed and Confused by Led Zeppelin for a music analysis presentation. He boasts a collection of nearly 300 tapes, around 100 of which are 90-minute mixtapes recorded from the radio. The other 200 are made up of local bands, some recorded through his Michi Tapes label, in addition to other genres such as jazz and classical.